I find Ajahn's tomatoes, his statement about how he more or less for most of his adult life went straight against his personal tendencies, really inspiring. I mean, he could, you know, his inclination was to be a hermit, and look what he did.
Yeah. Well, I don't think there's anybody here who's a different. There came across it all in life. That's a problem. If you could famous and have a following. Usually, you need those real quick. It's true, all of this in my case. Trusted Ajahn Chah, and gave himself to Ajahn Chah. Of course, he I'm going to go back and give myself to Ajahn Chah. That came after being a tough like that, and he was so fed up with Westerners that he just left and. It was the first attempt to have Westerners living in the same place, and it was up in Thompson. It was interesting. And often too long being here, and he was there for many months, and it was kind of striking.
When he left, who was in charge?
Pardon?
When he left, who was in charge of that Thompson effect?
Nobody. No, they all left.
All the Westerners left?
All the Westerners left, yeah. I mean, it was a time once there anyway, in the sense that there was a group of, I mean, it's about 1,000 acres of land. It's a hill. It's got caves and forest and open space. It's quite beautiful. One of Ajahn Chah's favorite places. And there's a huge sal on the top of the hill. Catches the breeze from everywhere. It's nice the views from everywhere. But I think everybody ended up there. I mean, everybody pretty much went back to Wapakong. Although there was a bit more of the diaspora.